and raised my boy to be a soldier. I brought him up to be my pride and joy. Who dared to place a musket on his shoulder to shoot the mother's darling boy? Let nations arbitrate their future troubles. It's time to lay the sword and gun away. There'd be no war today if mothers all would say, I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. What victory can cheer a mother's heart when she looks at her blight at home? What victory can bring her back all she cared to call her own? Let each mother's answer in the years to be, remember that my boy belongs to me. I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. I brought him up to be my pride and joy. Who dares to place a musket on his shoulder to shoot the mother's darling boy? Let nations arbitrate their future troubles. It's time to lay the sword and gun away. There'd be no war today if mothers all would say, I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier.
Morton Harvey, I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. You are listening to Wall, and we have been exploring for the past couple of weeks. First, the prelude to World War One, and then the songs of World War One. And if you were alive, yeah, that was actually done in 1914. But we're going to concentrate today on 1916 to 1918. We can't reproduce the sounds. We can't reproduce the sights on the radio, but we can reproduce the sounds, and where possible, I'm getting original recordings. And that was the original recording by Morton Harvey of I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier. So what it wasn't like everybody was gung-ho about the war. There were some folks who thought, we should stay out of it here in the United States. And, that's a war in Europe, and that's their problem. But in 1916, of course, today is the anniversary. August 1st is the anniversary, the guns of August. August 1st is when the war started. It's pretty amazing. It just blows my mind. It's been 100 years. I don't remember it. Don't be a smart aleck. But on August 1st, Germany declared war on Russia. And then on August 3rd, Germany declared war on France. And then on August 4th, the United Kingdom declared war on Germany after Germany invaded Belgium, which is supposedly neutral. And on August 6th, Austria-Hungary declared war on Russia, and Serbia declares war on Germany. And so we go, and on August 19th of that year, Woodrow Wilson, our president, said, we are going to remain neutral here in the United States. And on September 5th, that's the start of trench warfare, and we know how that went. And the first Battle of Ypres took place in October, and later that year, the UK said the North Sea is now a military area, and we're going to blockade Germany, and the Christmas truce came about that year. That's very famous. And in 1915, there's a war zone around Great Britain, And so we had a submarine blockade of U-boats in the beginning of 1915. And then in February of 1915, we had the Dardanelles campaign, for those people who saw Gallipoli. And then on April 22nd, 1915, we had the Second Battle of Ypres. And that battle is famous because it's the first time that anybody used poison gas. April 25th of 1915 was the start of the Gallipoli campaign, and the Lusitania was sunk on May 7th of 1915 by a German U-boat, U-20. And on September 5th, lucky for the Russians, Tsar Nicholas II took personal charge, and we know what a good job he did. So by the time we get to 1916, people are starting to get the sense that it's not a slam dunk. This is getting very ugly. And then on February 21st of 1916, we start the Battle of Verdun. It was the longest battle of World War I, and it was one of the bloodiest. I will get you some figures. It's staggering. So, you know, the disillusionment was in the air, certainly in Europe. But for Americans, you know, they just wanted to listen to music and not think about all that ugly stuff that was going on out there. And so what did they listen to? Well, they were still getting used to the fact that, you know, you could listen to jazz, and why not? Let me tell you some of these two recordings I'm playing for you from the original Dixieland Jazz Band. These are some of the first jazz recordings ever made. So the sound quality is going to be iffy, but you're hearing Dixieland Jazz in its original unalloyed form. And this is from the 1916-17 era, as my mom used to say. Dixie Jazz Band One Step and Livery Stable Blues, the original Dixieland Jazz Band, the first jazz recordings from 1917. It's a little later than 1916, but you get the picture. This is what Americans wanted to hear and think about.
Thank you.
Enrico Caruso, Santa Lucia, and that was recorded in 1916. And before you heard the original Dixieland Jazz Band, Livery Stable Blues, and we started out with Dixie Jazz Band, One Step, and you don't have to go far, you don't have to take a step, you can just keep your dial right there. And you're listening to Wall to Wall. I'm your host, Shelley Wiener. As I've been doing the past couple of weeks, we're exploring the prelude to World War One and war, and because today is really the Guns of August is the day that Germany declared war and the whole sorry mess started. I said I would give you some statistics from the Battle of Verdun that started in 1916 in a very, very small area. You have to realize it's a very concentrated area, which is part of the problem. But I'm going to give you the essential length of this battle, and it started in February of 1916 and went all the way to, I'm just getting it here, basically to December. And then there was some mopping up, but nothing was gained. Absolutely nothing was gained. And I'm gonna let me see if I can scroll down here on Wikipedia and tell you. Some people say 750,000 German and French soldiers were killed in 299 days of battle. Some people say 542. Some people say 714,000. Who cares? These are astonishing numbers, and nothing was gained. So you can see how America just sat there in 1916 and said, this is craziness. We don't want to get involved at all. We would rather listen to Enrico Caruso, and we would rather not be bothered. Well, unfortunately, we didn't stay out for too long. We really, because of the morass the Allies were in, they actually needed our help, and we had to go there and help them out. And so there was a fun moment, and I don't have the original recording, but I'll play you a recording where America tried to just keep a brave face on it and talk about how, you know, they loved a piano. The recording I have is from the 1980s. It's a live recording, Barbara Cook. And it's an Irving Berlin song, early one, and it's very sweet. It's called I Love a Piano, from 1916 is the music, but from 1980, I'll have to get the year, 1980-something. I don't remember exactly. It was a Carnegie Hall concert. Barbara Cook, the great Barbara Cook, singing.
I love a piano. I love a piano. I love to hear somebody play upon the piano, a grand piano. It simply carries me
Barbara Cook, live at Carnegie Hall, and I believe it's from 1992, actually, at least when this recording was released. And that's I Love a Piano by Irving Berlin from 1916. I always love it. she celebrated about 2 years ago her 85th birthday, and she can still sing amazingly well. And my favorite opera singer, Susan Graham, who was there for the tribute, and said that when she was a little girl in New Mexico, growing up in New Mexico, she said to Cook from the stage, "You were the first beautiful voice I ever heard. And ever since then, I've been trying to be you. I'm still trying." It was actually very, very sweet. And she said what she loves about Barbara Cook is her unfailing honesty. And truly, that is a great tribute. A wonderful singer, Barbara Cook. We're here at Wall to Wall with me, your host, Shelley Wiener. I'll be with you till noon. It's about 24, 25 after the hour. We are looking at what you would have heard 1916 to 1918. And this, the centennial year of the start of World War I. Eventually, as much as President Wilson never wanted to get involved, he ended up getting involved. And American boys were sent off in 1917, which is really the big help to the Allies. And of course, you know, we have to have a song accompanying all of this, but there were two songs actually that made their way around. The first one you probably don't know, but the second one you definitely know. And these are songs from 1917. First one is "Goodbye Broadway, Hello France" from the American Quartet, and then you'll hear Nora Bays, a big star in the teens. I think even into the 20s, but she's a big star. Again, these are original recordings, and she's going to sing that great song from Mr. Cohan over there. But first, "Goodbye Broadway, Hello France."
Goodbye, New York town, goodbye, Miss Liberty. Your light of freedom will guide us across the sea. Every soldier's sweetheart bidding goodbye. Every soldier's mother drying her eyes. Cheer up, we'll soon be there. Singing the Yankee air. Goodbye, Broadway, hello, France. We're 10 million strong. Goodbye, sweetheart, wives and mothers. It won't take us long.
Don't you worry. your gun, get your gun, get your gun. Take it on the run, on the run, on the run. Hear them calling you and me, everyone for liberty. Hurry right away, no delay, start today. Make your daddy glad to have had such a lad. Tell your sweetheart not to pine, to be proud, our boys in line. Over there, send the word over there. That the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming. The drum, drum coming everywhere. So prepare, say a prayer. Send the word to beware. We'll be over, we're coming over. And we won't come back till it's over, over there. Johnny, get your gun, get your gun, get your gun. Johnny, show the Hun you're a son of the gun. Hoist the flag and let her fly. Yankee Doodle, do or die. Pack your little kit, show your grit, do your bit. Yankees fill the ranks from the towns and the tanks. Make your mother proud of you and the old red, white, and blue. Over there, over there. Send the word over there. That the Sammies are coming. The drum, drum coming everywhere. So prepare, say a prayer. Send the word to beware. We'll be over, we're coming over. And we won't come back till it's over, over there, over there. Drum, drum coming everywhere. So prepare, say a prayer. Send the word to beware. We'll be over, we're coming over. And we won't come back till it's over, over
I wrote from a pal who marched away. He was wounded in the trenches somewhere in France, and I worried about him night and day. Are you getting well? That's what I wrote. This is what he answered in his note. I don't want to get well. I don't want to get well. I'm in love with a beautiful nurse. Early in the morning, night and noon, the cutest little girlie comes and feeds me with a spoon. I don't want to get well. I don't want to get well. I'm glad they shot me on the fighting line. Fine, the doctor says that I'm in bad condition. But oh, 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 I've got so much ambition. I don't want to get well. I don't want to get well. For I'm having a wonderful time. I show this letter to a friend who lives next door to me, and I heard him quickly say, goodbye, pal, I must be going. I'm off to war, and I hope that I'm wounded right away. If what's in this letter here is true, I'll get shot and then then I'll write to you. I don't want to get well, I don't want to get well. I'm in love with a beautiful nurse. Though the doctor sleeps and shows results, I always get a bad relapse each time she feels my pulse. I don't want to get well, I don't want to get well. I'm glad they shut me on the fighting line. Fine, she holds my hand and begs me not to leave her. Then all at once, I get an awful fever. I don't want to get well, I don't want to get well, for I'm having a wonderful time.
Van and Schenk, I don't want to get well. Wow, I'm in love with a beautiful nurse, and I hope they shoot me. What? And before that, Nora Bays, nice Jewish girl from Joliet, Illinois, who's a Ziegfeld girl. And if you heard her with, and that was a song by George M. Cohan, of course, over there, you're expecting Jimmy Cagney at any moment. You hear her say, because the Sammies are coming, and I had to look that up, and apparently that's a term invented by the British for Uncle Sam's boys. So George M. Cohan didn't put that in there. She just inserted the slang. And we started off with the American Quartet, Goodbye Broadway, Hello France. And hello, this is Wall to Wall with me, your host, Shelley Wiener. It's about nearly 11:36, and you're listening to this last in the series about a prelude to World War I and World War I. And I'm playing the music that you would have heard between 1916 and 1918. So America got involved in the war and sent their boys overseas. And in 1917, don't forget 1916 too, we had the Battle of Jutland. It's the first major naval battle. And then on July 1 of 1916, the Battle of the Somme began. Where tanks were first introduced. And 1917, the beginning, Germany sent a secret telegram. It's called the Zimmermann Telegram to Mexico to try to get Mexico to join the war, and then maybe, you know, they'd start a revolution in America. Didn't work out too well. The British, intercepted the letter and deciphered it. It's a great book by Barbara Tuchman, the Zimmermann Telegram. March 15th of 1917, Czarnecki the second there, he abdicated, and we declared war on Germany on April 6th, 1917. And then we had the wonderful Battle of Passchendaele, or the Third Battle of Ypres. I have been to these places, and it is unforgettable. That earth will never recover. And then, we had the Revolution of November in 1917 in Russia, the Bolsheviks, and then Russia decided, okay, we've had enough, and they bugged out at the end of 1917, got out of the war. So what was America listening to at that time? What gave people pleasure? You would have heard this song a lot, and you probably may have already heard it. It remains a very popular song, and another song that is also very famous, also from 1917, 1918. And then a truly bizarre song from Al Jolson. But first, this is Charles Harrison singing I'm Always Chasing Rainbows. We still know the song. And then you'll hear After You're Gone by Marion Harris. You will know these songs. They have stayed popular after nearly 100 years. First, Charles Harrison, I'm Always Chasing Rainbows.
At the end of the rainbow, there's happiness, and to find it, how often I cried. But my life is a race, just a wild goose chase, and my dream wonder if the world's to blame. I wonder if it would be me. I'm always chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like all my dreams, ending in the sky. Some fellows look and find the sunshine. I always look and find the rain. Some fellows make a winning sometime. I never even make a gain.
After you've gone and left me crying.
there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Oh, babe, think what you're doing. You know my love for you will drive me to ruin. After you've gone, after you've gone,
Marion Harris from 1918, After You've Gone. And before that, Charles Harrison. These are the original recordings of these songs. I'm Always Chasing Rainbow. Anyway, that's what you would have heard if you were listening to popular recordings in 1917, 1918, when America entered the war. That's World War I. And you have entered the crazy world of Wall to Wall with me, your host, Shelley Wiener, here at WGXC 90.7 FM, ICRA. I am broadcasting from high atop beautiful Columbia Street in downtown Hudson, New York. And it's August 1st, the day the Guns of August started to fire. If you've never read the Guns of August, and I know people will say there's other histories you could read, it was probably one of the best and one of the first great explorations of World War One, and Barbara Tuchman, it's still considered, you know, the classic. She also did wrote a great book about the Zimmerman telegram called, funny enough, The Zimmerman Telegram. It was very ham-handed work by the Germans trying to get Mexico involved. You wonder why the beer is good for Mexico. Anyway, so I wanted to play a song that I think is truly one of the weirdest things I've ever heard. Never heard it before, but you're going to hear Al Jolson singing an original recording called Hello Central, Give Me No Man's Land. I don't know why these people thought this stuff was funny, because they weren't there. Anyway, Al Jolson, you have no idea how big a star he was. You know, there's a line in that great movie of my favorite year where somebody says, was he bigger than Jolson? He's a man who made $1 million a year. And in the teens and the 20s, you know, it's a significant amount of money now, but it was just humongous. We hear his sound now, and it sounds odd to us, but we just don't have understand the impact he had on Broadway and in some films, certainly The Jazz Singer, the first real talkie. It's hard to hear him now without having, you know, seeming very corny. But he was an extraordinary performer. Somebody who lived through that time said, you know, in terms of performers, they said there was nobody like Jolson. He could take an entire huge theater like the Palace and make it into his own living room and sweep everybody in. He was a ham. He was an egomaniac. He was known as not a very nice guy, very petty, just not a stellar human being. However, one of the great singers of the 20th century, one of the biggest stars of the early part of the 20th century. But this one's truly weird. Hello Central, Give Me No Man's Land, Al Jolson from 1918.
When the gray shadows creep and the world is asleep, in the still of the night, baby climbs down a fly. First she looks all around without making a sound. Then baby toddles up to the telephone and whispers in a baby tone, Hello Central, give me no man's land. My daddy's there, my mama told me. He tiptoed off the bed after my prayer was said, don't ring when you get the number, or you'll disturb Mama's slumber. I'm afraid to stand here at the phone, 'cause I'm alone. So won't you hurry? I wanna know why Mama starts to weep when I say now I lay me down to sleep. Hello, Central, give me no man's land. Hello, Central, give me no man's land. My daddy's there, my mama told me. He tiptoed off the bed after my prayers were said. Don't ring when you get the number, or you'll disturb Mama's slumber. I'm afraid to stand here at the phone, 'cause I'm alone. So won't you hurry? I wanna know why Mama starts to weep when I say now I lay me down to sleep. Hello, Central, give me no man's land. Thank you.
That was Joseph C. Smith's orchestra, Smiles. And before that, Al Jolson, Hello Central, Give Me No Man's Land. You've been listening to Wall to Wall with me, Shelley Wiener. The 20th century really began, in some ways, with the Rite of Spring. It also began with a piece that kind of heralded the end of composition in a romantic style from the man who eventually gave us the 12-tone system, Arnold Schoenberg, who was mostly self-taught. This piece called Verklärt die Nacht, which is his Opus 4, so you can tell it's pretty early on, really was the, what they say, the ending, the apotheosis of that kind of lush romantic music of Wagner and then Richard Strauss. It's beautiful, and it's like wouldn't be heard of ever again. It's from 1918. It's the Ulster Orchestra, Antakio. Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to get his name wrong. Takio Uasa. Uasa. I started my pronunciation. It's absolutely beautiful music, and this was the end. This is the way the war ended. Disillusionment, a breaking up of all the old order. We're still living with the consequences today. Very weird. Verklärt die Nacht, the first movement, which is grave. It's absolutely beautiful. And so are you, and thank you very much for listening. This is Shelley Wiener signing off for Wall to Wall. See you next week. Have a great weekend.